This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation will review the death of renowned journalist and author Hunter S. Thompson. While there is no new evidence suggesting foul play, CBI is taking the case back up at the suggestion of the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office following a request from his widow, Anita Thompson. The move comes more than 20 years after he was found dead at his home in Woody Creek, Colorado on February 20, 2005, from an alleged self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 67. Thompson is best known for his works Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, The Rum Diary, and Hell's Angels, A Strange and Terrible Saga. The government will shut down at 12:01 a.m. tonight. A vote in the Senate failed this evening as Republicans and Democrats could not agree to a deal. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports a major impasse revolves around extensions to the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say a short-term spending bill is not the place to make complex policy.
First, Republicans are divided on the ACA tax credit extensions. Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd is the only state GOP member co-sponsoring a bill for a one-year extension of the credit, while conservative Republicans, like members of the House Freedom Caucus, do not want to extend it at all. The second thing, some Colorado Republicans are saying Democrats are shutting down the government over health care for undocumented people. That is not the case. It's over health care for Americans. Undocumented people do not get the ACA tax credit, and they can't get access to federal Medicaid.
CPR's Caitlin Kim reporting. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 6:06.